everybody everything, but sometimes it hits the spot. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, yeah. I think that knowing, and not only that, I think the having responsibility in men's ministry has held me accountable. There ain't nobody that's been like, hey, Pete, what have you ate today? Hey, Pete, are you doing what you need to do to lose weight? But there's this accountability within me to say, I've got to be the man God's called me to be if I'm going to help other people get there.
Amen.
Right. And I've held on to that in that, you know, I can't fail here. I got to be strong. I got to hang in there. There's people praying for me. They've got my back. I can continue on, you know, so. But, I mean, it's been a blessing to me for sure.
Yeah, I would second that, Pete. Just for me, you know, it's kind of made me be more of the man that I used to be in the sense of active, not just blending in and not just coming home and being real dull and getting into, you know, just sitting on the couch or whatever, but, and, you know, being active, but also being in the Word more, studying yeah. more, holding myself accountable to, hey, if I'm going to tell these guys to do this, then I need to be doing it myself. I need to be studying the Word and showing myself worthy to be prepared to do all these things that we've stepped into to do. So, I mean, it's helped me out tremendously.
And I would say, even when I was hanging out with you, you know, Dave, I think I had missed that. I think just the interaction of just, you know, when Jeremy was there and, you know, just Brad and just that, like that intimate setting where we're just
yeah
talking about little things and that. I mean, even the times that when I just show up or somebody just show up, just being able to have that camaraderie, just hang out and talk for like that hour, you know, is kind of like that decompression that, you know, like I felt like I needed, you know, just that one time a week, you know.
The truth is we all need to decompress. But it's what we're using to decompress with.
Right.
And this, when it's godly centered and it's Christ centered and we decompress in that, then it lets us flow into other areas of our life that just make those a lot better. Because, you know, we can vent and rage and do all these tension tantrums if we want to, but it doesn't get it doesn't get the goal achieved. But when we decompress in a Christ-centered atmosphere, it's a mirror, and we're able to see what we are, where we're missing it at, really.